What's up, podcast world? Shouting it to y'all today. So today I'm going to talk about something I talk about to clients about all the time. And I've had to go through this. And everybody does have to go through it. When you want to change your life, whether you're my client or you just want to change your life in general so you don't go to jail, or just any time that you want to make a positive change or just a change in your life, you are going to have resistance, and most of the resistance is going to be coming from the people closest to you. And as unfortunate as it is, that is the truth. So your husband, your boyfriend, your best friend, even your kids when they are a certain age can cause resistance. So obviously I talk to clients about this, every single one of them, every single one. And I've had to go through obviously myself with my husband. And, you know, for when I started my journey in 2013, that was very different for me, obviously. And even for Andy, right? Cause we didn't go out. We were past as far as going to a bar, right? But we did have drinks with friends on the weekend and even at our camp and all the things, and food in the South is what every event is revolved around pretty much. So there was a lot of changes that had to happen when I made that decision. So this leads me into number one. Know and accept that your decision to change your life, to start tracking macros, to start working out, to change your diet, to stop drinking alcohol, that is your decision. And it's not, nobody else around you needs to be affected by this decision, right? Your husband doesn't need to follow you. He don't need to stop drinking. Your best friends, they didn't make the decision. So that alone should take the pressure off of you to make sure expectations are clear with yourself and for other people, right? If you make clear, so accepting that the decision to change your life in whatever way that is your decision. Nobody else needs to do it with you. Nobody else needs to understand it. A lot of times clients are like, I just want them to understand. No, it doesn't matter. They don't need to understand your reason, right? And this goes in a kind of a little bit contradicting to the next one or to number three, but to a certain, there's a lot of people. The only people that I would say need to understand your purpose, your reason to make any decision that you make, whether it's about your health or anything in life, is your husband or your boyfriend and your family. Nobody else, no matter how long you've been friends with them, nobody else needs to understand your decisions, because it don't matter. It does not affect them. And if it does affect them, then that's on them, right? So catch yourself when you are trying to explain your reasoning behind tracking macros, explain your reasoning behind getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. Catch yourself before you start explaining and waste time and energy, and make sure that person even deserves your time and energy, one, and deserves the respect that you are giving them by explaining why, right? And I'm going to hold that for number three. So number one, know and accept your decision fully. Nobody else needs to do it with you. Nobody else needs to understand why you're doing it. It does not affect you. But make that a priority for you, that it does not affect them. It's going to bother everybody, right? It's going to bother all your friends. When you say you're not drinking, it's going to bother all of them, because now who am I going to drink with? That ain't your problem. It's going to bother Mary because she knows she needs to lose weight too, but she hasn't made that decision yet. So she don't want to feel like she's the only one drinking, but that ain't your problem either, right? So make your decision, accept and know that your decision is your decision, and that's all you need to know. Okay, number two, be 120% committed to this decision. Don't flip-flop back and forth. The biggest, you know, consistency in there is, I know it's cliche, the word consistency, but that's where the results are going to be. But when you go from some weekends you drink to some weekends you don't drink, some weekends you're on and some weekends you're off, some weeks, you know, we're on track. So you don't want to be the girl that, oh, she's just starting another diet. You don't want to be that girl. So be committed. Be 120% committed so that when you show up to the party, because you still go, when you show up to the restaurant and you're dining out with your friends for her birthday, and you're eating from the Mexican restaurant for her birthday, and you don't order a margarita, that is normal. And where you don't want is, you know, and I'll use a husband as an example, because it's obviously happens most often. Well, not even most often, but when you come home from work and for the last 5, 10, 20 years, he's poured you a glass of wine every time you come home from work, and all of a sudden you don't want a glass of wine, that has to be consistent. That no thank you has to be consistent. If it's flip-flopping, he's not going to know, should I ask her? Should I not ask her? He feels if he doesn't ask, he's rude, right? And you probably have said, you're not going to pour me a glass of wine before, maybe even before your journey, right? So be consistent so that the people around you know what to expect from you. And so that just makes it easier for you to do what you say you're going to do. So don't confuse them with your actions. Be 100% committed to your decision. And again, and that doesn't mean that, you know, you make a decision to not drink and you just never drink again. That doesn't mean that. For my girls, and even for myself, I have a exercise they do. It's called a social balance calendar, and it helps set their intentions for, I have now at this point, I make it for them for the whole year. That way they can clearly see a whole year of time, because everyone, for the most part, knows, you know, the holidays that they like to celebrate, the vacations, obviously, they're going on. All right, let's plan them to where on these days, we plan to drink. We plan to not track macros 100%, right? So be 120% dedicated to your decision to change your life, not the decision to not drink ever again. That's not 100%. That's not the decision. The decision is I'm going to change my life and I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to whatever it is, and be 120% dedicated to that. Again, so that the people around you do not know how to react, respond, interact with you. Okay, number three, be honest and vulnerable with your purpose. And this goes back to what I was saying. Make sure the people that you are honest and vulnerable with deserve that vulnerability and deserve that energy. And it's going to be very few people. There are very few people that know my initial reason. Well, now at this point, you know, 2013 is when I started. When I told Andy, no one knew about my eating disorder at all at that point, except for my sister. And it was probably 8 months into the track of macros. Again, I'm still very new at it and trying to change my life, trying to stop drinking or lower drinking and track my food and all the things. And it wasn't until I told Andy because it was, he never pressured me to do anything. But again, he felt, because we always drank, we always got daiquiris on the way down to the Venice and with the camp. We always did all these things. So he did feel he was rude if he didn't ask if I wanted a daiquiri. He did. And then I'm in a place where I'm like, feeling like I'm saying no to my husband, or I'm saying no to myself, right? And I don't want to be in that place either. So when I finally got to where I was like, all right, I'm just going to tell him everything. I'm going to be as vulnerable as I've ever been in my whole life, because I need him to understand that this is far beyond I just want a six pack, right? I need him to understand what I see when I look in the mirror is fat. I don't really like that word, but I'm going to use it because that's what it is. Fat, fluff. When I look at food, I think immediate weight gain. When I eat food, I feel it has to come out. Like I told, and so one night I just told him all of this, all of the things, everything that went through my mind after we would go out and drink and I come home and binge and eat and not purge. Like I told him everything. And that night changed everything for us, because he understood. Not only did he understand, he was like, he started crying and he said, I will, if I ever hear you binge and purge, it would break my heart, is what he said. If I ever knew that was how you felt moving forward, that would break my heart. And so there, he never since then has ever asked anything outside of what he was confident in my answer, based on my actions, right? So be honest and vulnerable with your purpose to the people that deserve that. And they will understand enough. To this day, again, it's been 11 years of my tracking macros. I doubt highly that if I asked Andy what a macro was, he would know, because he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the metabolism. He doesn't understand, you know, how muscle grows and reverse diet. He doesn't understand anything. And that's okay. It's been 11 years and we just perfectly fine. He doesn't have to completely understand it. All he understands is what makes me happy. And he understands what makes me not happy. And that's all he cares about. And that is the same thing applies to you, whether it be your friend, your family, your husband, your boyfriend. Again, choose those people that get that energy, get that vulnerability, get that part of you. Choose those wisely. And that will be the only time that you have to explain. And that will be the only thing you need to explain. Moving forward after that, if you explain that to them and they continue to ask you if you want to drink and ask you about all these things that they already know is against whatever it is you're trying to do, that is a red flag that they don't belong to you and in your life. And if that's your husband, that's your husband. And again, you know, I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but because they're, you know, even I have a client today, it goes back to, you know, being unbothered. Jealous people, whether it be your husband, your friends, if they see something working for you that they can't achieve themselves, or that they don't want to achieve, or that they haven't had the courage to even go after, they're going to try and pull you down. Know that. Just keep that in your mind. Please, please, because that's sometimes going to be the only thing that gets you to where you're like, screw this person. And again, you're not saying screw this person, then screw my husband, I'm leaving. Rather than just let them talk, let them hate, and let that be fuel for you. But in my mind, I've always been, you know what? If they're going to talk, if they're going to hate, I'm just going to give them something to hate on. So I'm going to just do everything even better. I'm going to take everything to the next level. They think I'm at a level now that they can't even understand and comprehend. Wait till I get to the next level. And then they're really going to be jealous. And that has nothing to do with you. Let them be jealous, right? Okay, so number four, over-exaggerate what you're willing to do in order to achieve your goals without being a burden to them. And I'll give you an example that I gave a client the other day. Her husband keeps eating her food that she prepped. Her kids keep eating the food that she prepped for herself. She's prepping her food and then also cooking for them. That's one. If that's what you're doing, make clear this is yours. And because you don't have to do both of them. All right. Your husband's a grown man. My husband, I do not cook for him. When I can and when I have time, I do. But he's a grown man and we've been together for 11 years. And he's just fine. So, okay. He keeps eating her prep food. Sorry. What I told her to do is say, all right, I'm going to go get me a mini fridge. And I'm going to put it right here. It's out of the way. It's not in the way. You don't have to buy it. I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to put my prep food in this mini fridge. And that way, you clearly, because they're going to say, oh, well, I didn't know it was your prep food. All right, that's fine. I'm going to eliminate that even. Excuse you can make. I'm going to put my food here and you clearly now know that this is my food that I prepped. So you're trying to eliminate all excuses. When they come at you with an excuse to do or whatever with anything, you don't want to get defensive on what you are doing and why you are doing it, because it don't matter. We don't need to explain ourselves to them, but we're going to eliminate this excuse by putting a mini fridge over here out of your way. You don't have to do nothing to this. What are you willing, like, go to that extreme? And you know what happens? You tell them that and they're like, oh, well, because they're like, oh, geez. Okay, I didn't know it was that big of a deal, right? Yeah, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal to me. And you don't need to understand it. It don't need to be a big deal to you. I just need you to know that this is my food. And I'm going to get, and again, I'm trying to make sure that you don't feel like it's a burden, my meal prep and or not eating my meal prep. I'm just going to take care of me, right? And another just example, I'm going to go to the gym at midnight. If my husband if he expects me to do X, Y, and Z because of whatever reason, I'm going to go to the gym at midnight. That's perfect. And then when you're not at home at midnight, then he's like, oh, well, I guess you can go in the morning. I guess I'll let you, you know, whatever. Again, you're trying to, with that, eliminate all the excuses that the person has to how and why they are causing you friction and resistance in your own journey. You're trying to eliminate those excuses with the willingness to achieve what your goals, however that takes, right? Okay. Number five, be calm in your commitment and do not argue your reason. And you, when you look at all these numbers, they all come back to the same thing. You just make your decision and you stand up for yourself and don't explain yourself. Be calm. Plenty of times, I want to say thousands and thousands and thousands of times, I've had people ask if I want a drink, asking if I want something to eat, asking it. And I've told them over and over and over, no, and no, 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 thank you. And it never got through to anybody until I started doing things. Like one time, one man, this is when I was at the Francis, he made food, obviously, but he made steak. And he was like, here, Gracie, try a piece of steak. I've done told him for months and months and months and months, probably years, that I'm good. I have my own food. I don't need none of your food. Let me just be, right? And he continued to always just here and there, right? And so that day, I was just tired of hearing it. So he said, here, it's just steak. It's just protein. It's not that big a deal. It's not going to make your make or break progress. I said, okay, thank you. And I took it and I just like right in front of his face, just took it and straight threw it over my shoulder. And he's just looking at me and I'm looking back at him. And he said, what'd you do that for? I said, what'd you keep asking for? I told you, no, thank you. I don't like to say no. This is what I said. I said, I don't like to say no because that's rude. So I said, no, thank you. And you continue to ask me. So please stop asking me and I won't have to waste your food. See how that works. And he never asked again. So being calm in your commitment, not yelling, right? Not yelling. And, you know, that's a rule. That's a boundary for me across all parts of life. I don't argue. I don't yell ever. And I'll get into that on another podcast, but be calm in your commitment and do not argue your reason. Being calm and killing with kindness, if you want to think of it, when people are trying to get, because all they're trying to do, whether they're haters or they're your husband, being vindictive and facetious, all they're trying to do is pull out of you the bad or the argumentative person or anything to feed that argument or that negativity. Don't let them do it. Don't let them. And that takes a lot of practice. So practice it every day. Practice being quiet. Practice sitting with your feelings. Practice not responding, like not reacting. Sitting with your thoughts, practice it every day so that when it does come in handy, it will come in handy, you can channel that and you can use it. So yes, be calm in your commitment. This is number five. You know, argue your reason. Okay, and number six, eliminate friction by eliminating the people that cause friction. And this is one, you know, my dad, since I could remember, probably middle school, has told me, the friends that you have today are not going to be your friends in 10 years. And, you know, you never want to think about that, definitely when you're young, but even as we get older, but that's the truth. And so all the people that are causing your friction, causing your resistance, causing you to fight with yourself every day, causing you to wake up on Sunday, hating your body, regretting every decision that you made last night, even if it wasn't that bad, all the people that are causing that, let them go. Let them go. And look, when the time is right, you can come back to them, right? So there's a lot of friends that I let go at the beginning because every time I go out with you, I get drunk as hell. Every time I go out with you, I get into some trouble. Every time I go out with you, I regret everything I do. Actually, I didn't regret very much. But that's only because I have no shame. Like I just accept everything that I do. That don't mean that I should have probably definitely been ashamed, but I wasn't. That was probably part of the problem, though. But anyway, but I had to eliminate a lot of friends. And that didn't mean that I wouldn't, that didn't feel bad. I didn't feel bad because this is the only decision I couldn't keep living the way I was, right? So there wasn't another decision that I could make. This was the only option. And I didn't want to fight with myself. I didn't want to keep battling drinking and not drinking, or what I saw in the mirror. I didn't want to keep battling that. And nobody else had to battle it but me. And when I finally got up to there and realized that you have to live with you for the rest of your life. And this is huge, right? You need to get to this point. If you haven't gotten to this point yet, this will be very pivotal. When you finally realize that you have to live with you for the rest of your life. Everything in your mind, you have to live with forever. So if you don't change what's up there, if you don't change what you see when you look in the mirror, if you don't change how you feel, what you think about yourself, you will have to fight this every day. You will have to fight being positive. You have to fight being happy every day, forever. So choose not to. Choose to eliminate the people that are causing those feelings rather than continue to fight them. And again, if that's eliminating every friend you have at this point, that's fine. Again, I'm 11 years into it, and now I can go and be around all of my friends, no matter how far back we go, no matter how drunk I used to get whenever, and not drink at all, and have a really good time, and be present with them, right? So you can circle back to this group of friends when you have achieved your goals, or when you are further along and more confident in your decisions, and you can be comfortable not drinking when everybody else is drinking, right? Not eating when everybody else is eating, if that's what you choose to do. So don't think you are need to eliminate friends and they're going to be eliminated for the rest of your life. That's not how it is. That's not how it goes. So yeah. So hopefully this podcast helps you just really build the courage to make a decision and then stand by your decision, no matter what, and no matter who comes at you, no matter what life throws at you. And again, you don't have to be one way forever, but be one way long enough to let that become who you are. And when I say that, I mean, the control is, I control my actions. I control my decisions. That's who I am. It's not a macro thing. It's not a workout every day. She's a workout girl. No, she just controls herself, and she controls her decisions, and she makes logical decisions, and she makes decisions based on what makes her feel good. And that's it. That's the only way that she makes decisions. Be that girl. Like, let that be your goal. Okay. So hopefully y'all got some good information from here, and I'm just really excited and thankful for y'all to be here. So as always, my coaching link is in the bottom of the podcast, GracieRecord_fit on Instagram. Please DM me. Please reach out to me. Please let me know what you like to hear, what you don't like to hear, what you want to hear more of. I'm here just to talk to y'all and share my journey. Okay, bye. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, GracieRecord. I love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule your free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.